This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Gura. A look now at a world that's changing a lot, the world of print magazines. Modern Farmer has made a big splash lately. It's been referred to as a fashion magazine for farming. But its founding editor just stepped down amid reports she disagreed with the magazine's owner over Modern Farmer's direction, principally over how and when its focus should be making money. With that as the backdrop, Marketplace's Sally Herships looks at the overall health of the magazine industry.
Bottom line, print is dead or dying, right? Which can't be good for magazines.
Many advertisers want to be on mobile. They want to be on television.
Andrea Martyrkik is with Media Associates. A big part of what the company does is help clients decide where to place their ads.
Very few advertisers are walking through the door or ringing us on the phone saying they want to be in print.
Newsweek, we've been sort of like the Kenny on South Park, you know, for like the past quarter century. Every disruption, you know, they kill Kenny again.
First, that's Newsweek's editor CNN. Jim Impoco at this month's Hottest Magazine Launches of the Year Awards. Samir Husni, a.k.a. Mr. Magazine, picked out the 30 hottest launches of the year. He says magazines now aren't dead, they're just different.
The days when you had TV Guide selling 18 million copies every week, those days are gone.
Husni says more than 800 magazines launched over the past year. New technology has made it easier for anyone to publish a magazine. And over at the offices of the American Society of Magazine Editors, another competition for magazines is underway, the National Magazine Awards.
So we're standing in a room that's like stacked high with magazines. We're surrounded
print
by magazines.
Yes, print magazines. Lovely ink on paper, ink on glossy paper.
Sid Holt is chief executive with ASME. He says it is a challenging time for magazines, so one way they're adapting is by becoming more specialized. Listen carefully to some of the titles around us.
So, American Girl.
The doll?
Yes.
That the American Girl has its own magazine?
Yes, American Girl has its own magazine. Beer Advocate magazine, one of my favorites.
Holt says a magazine isn't just about print or any one platform anymore. It's about a shared passion between readers and publishers, like guinea pigs or eyelashes. And yes, there are magazines about both of those. In New York, I'm Sally Herships for Marketplace.